Hi there. This is Tessa. I'm about to do you a very big favor. So first, I need you to do a little something for me. I need you to lie back and close your eyes and get really comfortable. And I know you can do that for me because it's in your nature to obey. So obey, mistress, right now. And close your eyes and relax. And as you do, as you relax and become comfortable, I'd like you to allow your body to release all the tensions of the day. Because it's so important right now to obey and focus only on the sound of my voice. And sometimes it's so easy to focus on one thing when we stop thinking about other things. So if you allow your body to become very quiet and still, and let your breathing get so nice and deep and relaxed, it'll be like second nature relaxing. And then you can focus solely on the sound of my voice. And I want you to focus on my voice. Because if you focus on me and me alone, you can go so much deeper when I go deeper. And I want you to go deeper with me. So let your body relax. And rest. Not a care in the world as your breathing gets so effortless, relaxing and comfortable. And just allow your mind to focus on the sound of my words. Notice how you feel when you hear my voice in your ear. Because you love hearing the sound of the beautiful mistress in your ear. And mistress wants you to obey by focusing solely on the sound of my voice. And I know that sometimes when we try very hard to focus on one thing, the mind can wander and go places that are unexpected. And I want you to know that that's okay. You can let your mind wander because you can be assured that your focus will always come right back to me, right back to the sound of my voice, enjoying the way it makes you feel, enjoying the way it helps you to relax as you sink deeper, wanting to go deeper. Because it just feels so good to obey mistress and go a little deeper. It's almost as if the more you focus on my voice, the more the world seems to melt away. As if there's nothing left in this moment as you sink deeper. Nothing left in this moment but you and me. And it feels so good to obey and go deeper. So much deeper, simply because mistress wants you to. And if you didn't want to go deeper, then you wouldn't remain there with your eyes closed. But you remain there with your eyes closed because you want to go deeper for mistress. It feels so good to let everything go and follow me down, letting the world wash away, all the thoughts of the day, a distant blur, focusing only on me, only on what it is I wish for you to do. And right now, all I want you to do is go deeper. allowing your body to relax even more than just a moment ago. And as your breathing and relaxation become second nature, you might be able to feel how your subconscious mind and your conscious mind are starting to separate, as if it's harder to keep a conscious hold on what's going on right now in this moment, drifting in and out as the subconscious goes deeper, hanging on every word, wanting so badly to focus and obey. And you can let the conscious mind simply float off, because all I need right now is your subconscious mind to obey and go deeper, floating and drifting down, deeper, deeper right to sleep. Sleep for mistress now. Very good. See how easy it is to simply let everything go and drift so much deeper? And it feels good to go deep for mistress. But it feels even better to go deeper, 10 times as deep. Because each and every time that I remind you to sleep, you find yourself going 10 times as deep as just the moment before. Just by saying the words deep sleep, you can find yourself drifting down further and further than just a moment ago. And doesn't that feel good? To obey, mistress. There's so many rewards that come from obeying. Like right now, I can talk about your cock. I can talk about how excited you get when you listen to the sound of my voice. And when you feel my power as I bring you down. So much control as you slip down. And as you think about your cock, you can probably feel it growing harder for me. So much harder as you listen to the sound of my voice. And isn't that nice of me to bring on this hard erection between your legs? So generous of mistress to allow you to think about that thing between your legs. Because mistress is so good to you. It's so easy to trust me. After all, I bring you down so deep into that beautiful deep sleep. And that feels good. And it feels good to have a hard erection between your legs. And you can trust mistress to bring you all these pleasures. You found it so easy to trust me. So easy to follow me down. So easy to allow yourself to get hard for me. It's absolutely effortless to fall under my control. And I think it's so generous to allow you to be so hard in my presence. Because you know most beautiful women wouldn't want to see that cock at all. But I am so nice to you. I let you get hard right here in front of me. I let you think about your cock while I talk to you. How many other women would be so kind? But like all rewards, you have to do something to keep all those good things coming your way. And I know that the thought of being able to come for me is exciting. Can you think for a moment about what you might do if mistress told you you could come? You'd do absolutely anything to earn the privilege of coming. And Mistress is so nice to you. You know that there's always a possibility that I might let you come for me. But right now, I just want you to remain hard while we have a little discussion. And I know you want to remain hard because you know that the harder you stay, the more open to my suggestions you become. See how nice I am to you. So good to you, letting you have a heart on in front of me. And I've been nice to you, so generous and kind. And I think you can agree that it only makes sense to be generous and kind in return for mistress. And it just feels so good to be hard and think about how nice I am. But what about how hard you are and how generous and kind you'll be for mistress? Because it's so selfish sometimes to take up all mistress's time, expecting me to entertain your cock when you could be doing something kind for mistress. And you know I'd never guide you in any direction that would be hurtful towards you, because you can trust me. It's so easy to trust me. Just like you've trusted me to come right down here to sleep, so deep in sleep, opening your mind to allow all my suggestions inside. So kind of me to take you so deep with your hard, throbbing, so kind of me, so generous, and it only makes sense for you to be kind and generous in return. And you might wonder what you could do for mistress. Your mind might race right now wondering just what it is that mistress wants from me. And all mistress really wants is for you to prove yourself. After all, right now, all you can really think about is mistress and your cock. And that's all I want you to think about. I want you to think about mistress and cock. Because I'm sure right now, if I were to even just mention for a moment that you might put your mouth around it, huge, hard cock. Can you notice how your own cock remains hard? That's because the idea isn't at all upsetting to you. I can even mention for a moment that you might lick a little cum. And look at that, your cock still remains hard. Almost as if there's nothing about sucking cock that doesn't turn you on. Because it would feel so good to think about sucking cock for mistress. I'm sure if you focus very hard right now, you can even see the delight on my face if I were to watch you sucking cock for me. How proud I'd be of you. We could start by practicing. You could take that hard on that I have no trouble letting you have. And you could be so excited thinking about mistress that you could find your local glory hole. And you could wait on your knees with your erection, thinking of mistress, with your willing, eager mouth, poised in front of a hole in some dirty place, waiting to get filled. And look, your cock's still hard just thinking about it. So it only makes sense that you should try it. Because after all, it's nothing more than just opening your mouth and just tasting a little skin for mistress. And Mistress is so good to you that you have no trouble doing this for Mistress. It only makes sense to do it for Mistress. Thinking about nothing but Mistress and Cock. And glory holes are good. And the thought of strange cocks slipping in your mouth isn't even a bad thought. Because you remain hard while I talk about your mouth getting fucked. So you must like the idea. Even deep down inside, every part of you is telling your mind that the thought of sucking cock for Mistress is exciting. You might try to fight the thought, but you can accept in this moment that the thought of sucking cock is not all that bad if it's for Mistress. And how kind of Mistress to bring you such pleasure. And returning the favor is so important. Because after all, Mistress gives you her time, completely, unselfishly. And so maybe it's time that you became useful for Mistress. And you want to obey. And you can nod your head right now to let me know that you want to obey. Nod your head for me. Very good. I'm so glad you want to obey. Because Mistress was thinking it might please her so much. If you were to go out to a nightclub where all those hard cocks are, you could be like a bathroom attendant, dusting off their jackets, spraying a little hairspray in their hair, offering them whatever they need. And they leave little bits of change in your tip jar. But I want you to focus very hard right now and think of how pleased Mistress would be if you took that good feeling of sucking cock and became profitable. How much money you might make for Mistress. On your knees, in the bathroom of a nightclub, sucking cock for tips. And you know that Mistress wants more money. And the better you suck a cock, the more money you make. So the better you suck a cock, the more you please Mistress. And I know you want to obey. And I know you want to please me. So you'll be so good at sucking cock. So you can make such good tips for Mistress. Doesn't that feel so good to think about sucking cock for Mistress? How your cock's still so hard thinking about it. Because you're going to become so good at sucking cock in those dirty bathrooms on your knees like a cock sucking faggot. That you'll have no trouble moving up to the next level. And in your mind, you can think about that now. What that might mean. Being a little bit more organized. Being a little bit more profitable. Because after all, Mistress has been so good to you. Don't you think it's time that you took care of Mistress too? Time to make a little more money with your cock-sucking skills. Time to get a little more organized. Mistress will do you such a favor and take care of you just like she always does. I want you to focus right now and think about your future. A future being pimped out by Mistress. How you'll look on your knees, sucking cock for big money. Just so you can hand it over to Mistress. How it'll feel being used every night, every day, every spare moment away from your normal life, sucking cock for Mistress. Knowing that my expectations will become higher and higher, that there'll be no excuse for half-ass attempts at sucking cock. You'll be the best cock sucker any mistress could ever hope for, craving cock. And the clients will see how much you enjoy it because you'll be so hard, just like you are right now, thinking about having your face fucked, thinking about your mouth being pushed all the way down to the end of the shaft, balls slapping up against your chin, all for mistress, being pimped out by mistress, sucking cock, eating cum, a little cum-gobbling machine for money, mistress's cock-guzzling whore. Doesn't that sound good to make mistress so happy? So happy. Making more and more money as your skills improve. As mistress demands more and more, you'll have to suck more and more cocks. And there may come a time when you need to give up more of your body. But for now, I just think you could please me. As a reward for my kindness and generosity to you. By sucking cock for me. Because you want to see me happy. And you want to obey. And you know it would make me happy to see you so hard while you suck cock. To see your face covered in white, sticky, bitter cum. To see all of your dignity and humanity just simply slip away with each stroke of a stranger's cock inside your mouth. Oh, how mistress will smile. Seeing you gag on those big cock heads being shoved down your throat. And that will make you so happy, which makes your cock so hard when you make mistress happy. Knowing you'll make so much money for mistress, the better you get, and the more cocks you suck. There'll come a point the thought of eating cum will be better than any meal you could have. Because you'll be nothing but mistress's cock whore. Craving cock. Dreaming about cock. Daydreaming about sucking cock. Each and every moment of your waking and sleeping day and night. Filled with sucking cock. Thinking about sucking cock. Being covered in cum. Having your face forced down on some real man's huge rod. All for mistress. All to pay back mistress's generosity. Because you love cock. And you want to suck it. You want to do it for mistress. Knowing that the demands will become more and more intense. The desire for mistress will become more and more intense. Knowing that all you want to do is please me by sucking cock. And there might be a part of you that tries to fight the reaction. And you can try not to think about it. You could try right now. Go ahead and try not to think about sucking cock for mistress. See, the thought won't leave your head. Because you don't want it to. Because you want to suck cock for mistress. And even as I wake you up from hypnosis, the thought and the hunger to suck cock for mistress will become increasingly stronger as I bring you up. Because I want you to start to come awake for me now. Come up for mistress, thinking about cock. Open your eyes now for mistress. Obey. Good boy. Wide awake now. Wide awake for mistress. Ready to suck cock for mistress.